Viter and Chesman of Tzadi Hey picking up our own Tzadi Hey in the second line. So we just mentioned yesterday on Shas, we're talking about the view of a guy who goes bemazed and he is over the isser of sleeping with his wife's sister, Achus Ishto. Then he doesn't ask her to, he's not asked her to his own wife. We're trying to figure out why that is. I mean, Nolan Dulles here, how do we know that one's own wife is not asked in such a circumstance? In Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Osa. The pasuk says, and a man, this is talking about a man that is with her, Osa, Shchivasa Osarta. That's coming to tell you that her being, her sleeping with the person is going to ask her. But the sister sleeping with someone is not going to ask her. I am he. Meaning that if a man goes to sleep with his wife's sister, it's not going to ask her the wife from being with her. Okay, now, why? Sheyachal valo dinhu. We would have thought there's a kavachom to say the taka. Maybe it should be that this man is going to be usher if he's with his wife's sister. Meaning he's going to be usher with his own wife. We're going to see what that means. That's going to be later on. The Gemara is going to try to figure out four ways of understanding what that means. Isser kal. But Rashi already fills us in what that's talking about. Rashi says, "Lekaman mukim la be'eshes ish." That's called an isser kal. Why is it called a light isser? She'ein ha'osra osra kol yamav. She'er ha'heter yesh beget. Because an ish type of isser is not necessarily forever because there's a way of getting out of it. The way of getting out of it is through divorce as opposed to achos isha. There's no way of getting out of it. What are you going to do? Kill the person? So it doesn't work like that. So if a circumstance, let's say you have someone who goes ahead and he's with a woman who's Issachal, and he's with a married woman, Nesar Ha'oser, the one who causes the Isser becomes Usser himself, meaning a man's married to a woman, so the man is causing the Isser of this woman to be with somebody else, and now if she's with somebody else, now he becomes Usser to her, then Makum Shaba'al Isser Chamor, Eno Din Shenesar Oser? In a circumstance where a person is Baal Isser Chamor, in other words, if a man is with his wife's sister, which is Isser Chamor, because it's never going to be Mutter, then Eino Din Shen Isser Oser, isn't it Pashit that it's going to be causing this in the first place, meaning this guy's wife, because now he can't be with the wife's sister because of her, so then clearly it's going to be that she's going to be Oser to him. Therefore, we need that Pasuk to come and tell you, not like that. And she's talking, going to stay Mutter to him, even though he was over this Isser being with his wife's sister. Now that ain't so posh, we actually have a machlokas. I'm Rav Yehuda. Lo nechu, we're going to see a machlokas, Rav Yehuda versus Rav Yossi, about the machlokas. I'm Rav Yehuda. Lo nechu, kebesham besila, is no machlokas, but baal chamosa, that is if someone has a relationship with his mother-in-law, shaposel shishto, that every both agree, besham besila is going to say that he's not allowed to be with his wife anymore. Ma'ala nechu, what exactly is a machlokas, but baal chosu ishto, what happens if he's with his his wife's sister. It's going to passel her. It doesn't passel her. They can't be together. That's the way that Rabbi Yehuda understands it. Amar Rav Yossi. He says, different Rabbi Yehuda. He says, lo nech lebesham esayim alezo machlokes bevala chos ishto of their relationship with the chos ishto, with the sister of the wife. Shelo posel ishto. Not going to be, like we said earlier, brought the pasuk that we dashed in right in the beginning of this, and it says, the darshin osa. The darshin osa. Ama nechlu, what is a machlokes bevala chamoso? A person has a relationship with his mother-in-law. Shebesham eomim posel. Then he can't be with his wife anymore. Vesolomim lo posel. Doesn't pass the law. According to Rav Yossi, that means no matter what happens, he's allowed to be with his wife. What's the pshat in Rav Yossi that he says that everybody agrees that with achos ishto, he's allowed to be with his wife? So let's break it down. Lafi shabat chila, before there's a marriage, before people get married, Rashi says Rav Yossi mifarish time adol nechlo achos ishto, shabat chila atzlo kiddush ishto, before a person gets married to his wife, hu mutter v'chol anashim olam, he's mutter for all women in the world. V'hu mutter v'chol anashim olam, she's mutter to all men, he's mutter to all women, and she is mutter to all men. But now, kitsha, when they get married, who oser v'hiasrato? She now, he causes her to be oser to other men, and she's oser to some women. Meruba iser shasar miiser shasarto. She is more oser than he is, right? So in other words, the iser that he asers is bigger than the one that she does. Shehu aser b'chol anashim olam. She is now, he causes her to be asked to all the men in the world. V'hi lo asarathu ella b'krovaseh. But she only asks to be close to their krovim. Okay, with that, v'alo dinu, Now we can go ahead and look at a Kal Vachomer. We're going to see through this Kal Vachomer that Takev, there's some sort of, if he's with the wife's sister, it's going to be Mutter to her. Umahu, if by him, the husband, Sha'asa Bechol and Asher Ba'olam, who asks his wife to all the men in the world, Shigiga Ba'asila, Eina, Neseris Ba'mutila, that if she's involved with someone who's Asher with her, but through a Shogeg, then it's Eino Neseris, it's not going to Asher her for being with her husband, then he, meaning she, in the case where the Isser that she created, Shelo Asata Ela B'Krovaseh, she only asked her Krovos, then Shagag Ba'asila Eino Din Shelo Nesela B'Mutalo, that if there's a Shkaga with someone's Asser to him, meaning with the sister or the relatives, then isn't a Kava Chomer, that is not going to be Asser to be with his wife? Okay, so far so good. That's true when we're dealing with Shogeg. Lemezid minayin. What about if he does a bemezid? Tamad lomar osa. Osa shchivasa osarta. V'ein shchivasa chosa osarta. Like we started off today with, meaning osa means if a man is with her, that her being with another man is going to aser, is what's going to cause her to be aser. But her sister's lying with someone is not going to aser, meaning her sister's lying with him is not going to aser the wife from her husband. Now we go back to Yehuda. Yehuda said that if a person is with his mother-in-law, then everyone agrees that the wife is going to be usher to him. Amar of Ami Amar Yisakas. My time of Rabbi Yehuda, what's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Because it says in the Pasuk, it's talking about somebody who's with their mother-in-law, which is definitely usher. Not allowed to be with her, but one is with her. Then what happens? Ba'esh yisrufu oso ve'esein. In fire, they burn him and them. Now, that's strange. What do you mean, and them? Burn him and them means and his wife and his mother-in-law. V'chi kola bias kula basrefa. When everyone goes and burns, Rashi says ishto machato. What is his wife to by him being with his mother-in-law? Imenu inlin the srefa. So we must explain if it's not for srefa, this doesn't get burned. Tanei inlin the isur must be that there's some other quote unquote burning. It's going to be for iser, meaning to say that if a man is with his mother-in-law, it's going to be usser to be with his wife now. That's Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Ein alach Rabbi Yehuda is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Story time. There was a person who actually did Isser with his mother-in-law. He was with her. Then Asi Rav Yehuda Nagde. Rav Yehuda came along. What did he do? He gave him the smackdown. In other words, gave him Malkus. Amar Leim, Rav Yehuda spoke up. He said, he laughed Amar Shmuel. Ain't a lucky Rav Yehuda. If it happened to be that Shmuel, if it was not for the fact that Shmuel said the lach is not like Rav Yehuda, then Asrisa Alach Yisur Da'alam. I would have asked your wife, to be with you forever. Says Rashi Akadosh, Asrinu Alecha Le'intisach, right? Meaning your wife. It would have been a complete and total Isser. What can I do though? He said the lach is not like him. Now, before we brought a Kal Vachomer earlier, right, and we said, and this is Kal, and this is Chamor, and we tried it, and we explained, Rashi told us this is Kal is talking about Eishes Ish, and what's this, a Chamor, is a Chos Ishto. Now, and then we said, well, we have a Pasuk to say, not like that, though. Now, the Gemara wants to know, what in the world is this is Kal? My is Kal. Rashi told us already, but now we're going to see it. Amr of Chista, we're going to try four things. The fourth one, maybe is going to be it. Let's take a look. Amr of Chista, Machzer Grushaso Mishanises. He says that Isser Kal is talking about someone who goes ahead and takes back his wife that he divorced after she married someone else, which we know is an Isser, right? And I'll do that. You have a guy, marries a woman, they get divorced. She marries someone else, and then gets divorced from that guy. And then the number one goes and takes it back. That is that is asur to do such a thing, not okay to do it. So Machzer Grushaso Mishanises. In such a case, that's the case. It's talking about that it is Kal. Now, by going ahead and going against this Isser, that's going to cause the person who brought the Isser to Aser himself, which is what we wanted to do. Says the Gemara, Ba'alehai, when the second husband goes and has a relationship with this woman, Asra Alehai, now he causes her to be Aser to the first husband. Ba'alehidach, but now when the first husband has a relationship with her, Asra Alehai, now he causes her to be Aser to the second husband. So the first husband, by going against doing this Isser now and being with his wife again, which was caused by what? The first husband, by going against the Isser that was caused by the one who created the Isser, meaning the second husband, now what ends up happening, makes him Usser to her as well. So we work out through a Kal Vachomer that this also would happen. We would extend this also to the Isser of being with Achos Ishto. Rejection, the Gemara says you can't do that because you can't compare these two cases. Don't compare the Machzor Grushasa to the case of Achos Ishto. Why? Because Mala Machzor Grushasa Mishenises Shekem Nitma Haguf V'Isura Berov V'Isura Isser Olam. Nitma Guf means that she personally is involved in this situation, meaning that she was married to a guy, gets divorced, marries a second guy, then comes back to the first guy. That means herself is part of the issue over here, as opposed to the kid. And that's why maybe, okay, you can't go ahead and go back to the husband, but when the Machzor Grushasa. But in the case of where a man is with his wife's sister, therefore, the wife had nothing to do with this. Therefore, you can't compare the two from that. And the next one, the Isura Barov. Her issue of going back to the second husband again. Woman marries a man. They get man number one. They get divorced. She marries man number two. Then she goes back to man number one. Now she can't go back to man number two. But it's not only man number one that affects it. Even if she married man number three, she couldn't go back to number two. And if she married number four, she couldn't go back to number two. So it's not just that that only one is affecting it. So don't compare that to the case of Achos Ishto, which is only with one particular person, that being this man himself. V'Isur Isser Olam, and the Isser is forever. That is, that if a person goes and gets divorced, and then if a woman divorces number one and goes to number two, she can never, ever go back to number one, no matter what happens. As opposed to in the case of a man marrying a woman, the woman, he's allowed to be with the sister if the wife actually dies. So therefore, you can't say that that's the case we're talking about. This is Isser Kal. So, Ella, Marish Lakish, Yevama. Must be Isser Kal. It's talking about the case of Yevama. Having a relationship with Yevama that's not yours. Yevama Laman. Now, we want to know who exactly is Yevama to who. She's to who? Ilem La'achev, if you want to say. It's talking about a case in which she goes ahead and has a relationship with someone else. This Yevama goes and has someone, not her Yavam. Okay, the Ravam Nuna. And it goes like Ravam Nuna, the Ravam Nuna. Shomeris Yavam, Shazinsav. She did such a thing. Asur li Yevama. Now she's going to be Asur to be with her Yavam. So then, if that's what you want to say, we could still knock off this Kal v'chomer, because Mali Yavama, don't compare Yavama to Achos Ishto. Why? Because Mali Yavama, she came nitma guf v'isura barov. Same as we said before, she herself is a problem. V'isura barov means many different types of men would be the case. So clearly that can't be the Isser Kal. Okay, so how about this one? Eli Yavama la'achin, it must be. What's the, so it can't be, we're talking about the Yavama, that it's, La'acher. So must be, what's the case? It's Yavama means La'achin, to one of the brothers. Rashi explains, he's talking about a case where this girl, we have Reuven married to Rachel, Reuven dies, and Rachel falls to Shimon, Levi, Huni, and Sachar. Shimon does Maimer, and then Levi goes ahead and has a relationship with her. So that's what we're talking about over here, and that's something that's going on the Yavama to the Achin. And now we're going to see how the when by going against this Isser will cause the one who brings about the Isser to be Usser himself. Avama Maimer, hi. When you have this guy who goes and does Maimer, Asra Alei the hi. He caused her to be Usser to another one. Ba'alea Idach. So now, let's say another one of the brothers comes and has a relationship with her after this circumstance occurs. Asra Alei the hi. Now he causes her to be Usser to the first one. And we go ahead and we extend this idea to the Achos Ishto. Says the Gemara 9, Ma'iri Shaba Le'asheni. If that's really true, then why do you have to say the Bryce is talking about a case where the second brother had a relationship with her? I feel Avad Ba Nami Mimer. Even if he just did Mimer with her, it would also cause it to be also to the first brother. Was the brother, the Bryce is talking about having a physical relationship. Must be it's not talking about a Yavama who is over the Isser with one of the other brothers. No, Holokasha. Because Karabin Gamliel, because it's a Gamliel. Dabar ain't Maimer Achamaimer. There's no Maimer Achamaimer. It does nada. But the Gemara asks more on this. Is Ella Afilu Nasan Laget? Even if the second brother were to go and give a get. Afilu Chalitza. He even did Chalitza. And then we know there is a get after Maimer and there's Chalitza after Maimer. Right? So why does it say that? Must be that we're not talking about a Yavama. Ella Amrav Yochanan. We get rid of two answers. Attempt the answer of the Isser Kal. He says Sota. Issachar is talking about a Sota. Frek the Gemara Sota Laman. The Sota means she was a Sota to who? In other words, With who? Rashi explains, Lami nivala de karila isakal. Who did she have a relationship with that's called an isakal? Elim the Baal, if you want to say she was with her own husband. That's a problem. Rashi says, Elim labal, she nivala labal, acha shekina la vinistra, da sirila. He warned her and she went alone. And now he's asked her to be with her. Dach sivinistra vihi nitma, she's betame, vikatani neser, oser, aser al boal, afilu acher misaso, afilu kishagirshena. Right, so if you want to say it's the husband, Bala Baal, because when the husband goes ahead in his relationship with her, Aser Alei the Boel, he causes her to be Aser to the Boel. He's the one who, by the way he behaved, it caused the original Iser to the husband. So my area, Bala. Why does he have to say Bala? Feel nothing like get, even if he gave a get. I feel I'm ain't any mashka. Or even if he were, let's say, I'm not going to go ahead and give her the drink, the Mesota. Such a case, he's going to be usher. He's going to make her usher forever. However, what does the Bresa say? It only looks at a case of having a relation, physical relationship of Bia. So therefore, it must not be speaking about a Sota who was with her husband. El Sota Le Boel. It must be, we're talking about a case on what? Where the Sota now is then with the Boel. So when she does that, she now becomes usher to the one who caused her the initial Isser, meaning her husband. And that, but then we say through a kavachomer, the Brisa then takes this further and it goes to the same idea of the Eishes Ishto, Achos Ishto. The more effects on this, Hi Iser Kalhu. That's Iser Kal. Iser Chomerhu. Dine Eishes Ish. That's a case of Eishes Ish. That's a pretty intense matzah over there. How could you call that an Iser Kal? Beep, turn the page. Sadehim Abiz. Elo Amarava. Eishes Ish. In a chinami. We're talking about a case of an Eishes Ish. V'chein ki yaseh Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, Eishes Ish. The Iser Kal is Eishes Ish. V'amayk hari lo Iser Kal. Why is it called an Iser Kal? She'ina osra osra ko yamav. Because the one who asks her, meaning the husband, doesn't ask her entirely, meaning her whole lifetime. She can actually go ahead and get divorced. However, when it comes to the case of Achos Ishto, that is always, as long as the wife is alive, can't be with her. So therefore, it's considered more chamor, but a case of Eishes Ish is considered more kal. Right. So again, the wife's sister, that iser is going to be as long as she's still alive. Okay. Now let's back it up. Tanya, I mean, hachi, we even back up. We can break some of the brassa. I'm chanan amar mishum Rabbi Elazar Eishes Ish. Yep. Straightforward. It says that it's talking about Eishes Ish, and we're working it as like this. Uma makom b'mkom habal iser kal, she'ina osra osra kol yamav. It doesn't have to be forever because it could be divorced. Yet, ne'eser ha'oser, the one who asks it becomes usher himself. Habal iser chamor, though someone is over in iser chamor, meaning with his sister's, the sister, his wife's sister, she'osra osra kol yamav. That in such a case, this is going to asser her forever. She'osra osra kol yamav. Yeah, it does asa her for her entire life. In Odinshin Asa Osa, isn't it clear that it's going to asa the one who osed her? Meaning to say that the husband is going to be asked to be with his wife. Talmud Lomar, Osa. Osa Shchivi Osaita, Vein Shchivi Sach Osa Osaita, period. There you have it. After trying to figure out what this Issachal is, I think this is number four. It comes out that Issachal is talking about Eishes Ish. How's that, huh? You've heard that one before? Issachal. Now, the next thing we had said in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama spoke up and he said that if you have a man who goes ahead, he finds that his wife died. He marries his wife's sister. And then his wife pops into the kitchen. What you doing, boy? He's let it go back to his wife. Rabbi Yossi then said a statement, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol she posel al gidei achirim posel al gidei atzmo. Kol she in posel al gidei achirim, in posel al gidei atzmo, which we're going to jump into right now to see what in the world is this talking about. Here we go. My come Rabbi Yossi. What's Rabbi Yossi talking about? Elim at the comment on the comma, if you want to say, at the comma saying, the azal ishto vigiso limidina sayam, eishes giso sira vishto sharia. That is, his wife, you have man number one, and so his wife, woman number one, and his brother-in-law, meaning his sister's, his wife number one has a sister, and she's married to number two, and they both go on, they end up in Taiwan, and now he finds out that they end up dying, he marries the sister, and That's a bit of a ruckus because that's wife number two is married to guy number two, to the brother-in-law. So what happens now? The two of them show up. Wife number one and brother-in-law go and show up. Then what's the din? Aisha's Gisa Asira, the brother-in-law's wife, meaning the sister, is going to be usher to the brother-in-law. Vishto Sharia and his wife is going to be mutter to him. V'ka'amar le Rav Yossi, and Rav Yossi was then saying to that, ki hechi de ishto Sharia, Aisha's Gisa Nami Sharia. Just like his wife is mutter, so too the wife's the brother-in-law's wife is also going to be mutter back to her husband, to the brother-in-law. So the Gemara, Yehachi, kol she'ein posel yidei acherim, ein posel yidei atzmo. If that's true, so then maybe Rabbi Yossi would say that anyone who does not disqualify others does not disqualify himself. And kol she'ein posel yidei atzmo, ein posel yidei acherim mibayle. Is that the way it should have been written, like we just said? That kol shein posel yidei acherim, ein posel yidei atzmo, it should be said differently. Kol shein posel yidei atzmo, ein posel yidei acherim yibayli. That's what it should have worded, but it doesn't say it like that. So clearly that can't be what it's talking about. Ve'ela, so what's Rav Yossi saying? Hihechi deishis giso asira, ishto nami asira. And that is that just like his brother-in-law's wife is going to be usher to her husband, so too his wife is going to be usher to him. That's what he wanted to say, that he's coming to speak up and say over here. Well, I said, well, I can't be, because ha'tena kosha posel, kosha eno posel ma'avidite. That works, we understand when it says kosha posel. Anyone who goes and disqualifies other people will be disqualifying himself. But when it says kosha eno posel, and it does not, will not disqualify himself, ma'avidite. What shaykhus? What's that? What do we do with that? Tanakama didn't mention any sort of case where you're going to find that the sister is going to be mutter to go back to her first husband. So what's Rav Yossi talking about when he says, and anyone who doesn't disqualify somebody else? So clearly that can't be what it's talking about. So the Gemara says, no, Merva Ami, Aresha. This is going back on the Resha, on the earlier part that was mentioned, meaning Aresha, meaning on a Mishnah that comes up much earlier, way back on Pesahama Beis, Nisa Sali Beisin. If let's say she goes ahead, she gets married, Pesahama Beisin with one witness, and then the husband walks in, Tetsu, she has to leave. Put him in a carbon, she doesn't bring a carbon. I'll be Adam, she did it because of Adam. Then Tetsu, she has to leave the second husband and may marry. Can she stay married to the first one? She has to bring a carbon, she has to bring a carbon. Yafa Kocho, the Bishop Bezin, she poach him in a carbon. That's how powerful Bezin is, the Kocho Bezin, the Kapater from having to bring a carbon. So we could see that the statement of Amir saying is, I'm sorry, Rav Yossi said, is referring to cases that came up in the earlier Mishnah. So let's break it down. Vika Amar Tanakama, Loshna al Pi Edim, the Ashes Gisa Sharia, Loshna al Pi Bezin, the Ashes Gisa Asira. There is no difference if we're talking about a sister that got married again because of two Edim, to Ashes Gisa the Sharia, in which case the brother-in-law's wife is going to be mutter to stay with the husband, and Loshna, I'll be based on the difference with the based on the Ashes Gisa Asura, that the brother-in-law's wife is going to be usher to stay with the husband. Manavshach, the second husband, is mutter to stay with his first wife when she comes back. Vikarmali of Yossi. And Rav Yossi said on that, Al pi bezdin de posel al yidei acherim posel yidei atzmo. Al pi edem de eno posel yidei acherim eno posel al yidei atzmo. If they get married because of bezdin, in which case he now is going to passel other people. He asks his sister from staying with her brother-in-law, then posel yidei atzmo. In such a case, he's going to passel even himself. He's going to be usher to stay with his wife. I'll be Adam, but if it's to Adam, the Eno Pasal Yidei Acherim, in which case such a thing doesn't apostle other people, because the sister is going to be mutter to stay with the husband, the Eno Pasal Yidei Acherim is not going to apostle himself. So that's one way that we can understand what Rav Yossi is saying. If Yitzchak Nafram, he says differently. Olam HaSeif, he says, really, Rav Yossi is going on the Seif, on the second part, of the later part of the Mishnah, and that is a case in which the sister got remarried, because the fact of Eir Echad. And now, how do we understand what he's saying here? Ha da azle arusaso vigiso. And the brother-in-law, this case we're talking about over here, is where the brother-in-law went, where Hashem. I'm going to read through this here. Ha da nasav eishas giso, ha da nasav arusas giso, ha da nasav arusaso vigiso, ha da nasav ishto vigiso. So this one is talking about is where his arusa, meaning to say, the wife he married, only doing the stage number one, and his brother-in-law ended up going on a trip. And Han, this one is where the where his wife, which is a straight-up marriage, and his brother-in-law went to another country. Now let's break down and see how that works within the Tanakhama versus Rav Yossi. V'kamer Tanakhama, the Tanakhama says, Lo shna ish tov yisal. It doesn't make a difference what we're talking about over here, what this situation happened with the wife and the brother-in-law. V'lo shna yisal v'giso. It doesn't make a difference if it was the arus of the brother-in-law. Eishas giso asira v'ishto sharia. Both cases we brought over there, the brother-in-law's wife is going to be usher to the husband, and the wife is going to be mutter to go out to be married. And now, what's Rav Yossi? We call him Rav Yossi. Ishta v'giso. If the matzav happened with the wife and the brother-in-law, the lech lemeimer tana havalei b'nisuin, where it's not possible to say, you wouldn't say that he made a tanai on the nisuin that would let the second marriage happen. The eno posalei de acher. And where he doesn't go and pass other people, eno posalei de acher, he doesn't pass on himself. But arusaso v'giso, in the case of the arus and the giso, where they're not full-fledged marriage, it's just an erusin, dikel member to not have a libe kedushin. It's possible there's some sort of tanai with this kedushin of his wife that maybe they can marry the second person, uposai de'echerim, and in such a case, he's going to go pasal. He does pasal others, af posal de'atzma, therefore he's going to pasal even himself. Amr v'yud Amr Shmuel halachik Rav Yossi. The halacha goes like Rav Yossi. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. P.M. tomorrow challenging whether this is really true that they held like this. Till then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.